A common mistake that I see new exhibitors and even some veterans make when they're exhibiting at trade shows revolves around how they measure success of their trade shows. Now, one would assume that calculating your return on investment would require a simple formula for comparing how much you spent to exhibit versus the revenue earned while at the show. However, I argue that this method is short-sighted, and it doesn't take into consideration several less tangible, non-immediate benefits that exhibiting at a trade show can bring. And today, I'm going to share four ways to measure trade show success that do not include sales. Yep, I am. Today's episode is brought to you by our Booth Blueprint Masterclass. You can get access to this free on-demand masterclass by going to prooftoproduct.com/resources. During this class, I'll walk you through three secrets to maximizing your trade show investment, and I'll tell you how to keep your wholesale orders coming in long after your trade show ends. Again, you can get access to the Booth Blueprint Masterclass and the free workbook that comes with it by going to prooftoproduct.com/resources. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started. All right, friend, I'm going to make a bold statement here and I hope you'll stick with me, but the success of your trade show should not be measured solely by the number of orders that you write or the volume of sales that you have at a trade show. Why? Well, because we want to build profitable, sustainable businesses. And that type of growth doesn't happen in just a few days at a single show, a single trade show. This kind of growth happens over years of developing your brand, refining your products, building relationships with customers. And trade shows are one piece in a larger, more complicated sales and marketing strategy. So it's important to look at the bigger picture and consider long-term growth when you're determining whether or not to exhibit at a show or really any marketing venture that you're working on. And then too, when you're assessing whether something was successful or not, we have to look at the bigger picture. So we know that sales are important for figuring out our return on our investment, our ROI. But there are lots of other benefits to exhibiting at trade shows. And now I want to talk to you about four additional benefits that exhibiting at trade shows can offer your company outside of sales. So the first one is customer feedback. One of the biggest benefits of exhibiting at trade shows is the opportunity to meet face-to-face with your wholesale customers. You have a chance to ask questions about the products that they need in their shop or what their customers are asking for. You get immediate feedback on your products, and you can see what people are drawn to just by stepping back and letting them walk around your booth. They'll be drawn to certain products, right? And you can have meaningful conversations that will really help you build real, honest, true relationships with your buyers. So we want to use our time at a trade show to listen more than we talk. We definitely want to have our sales pitch dialed in. We want to have answers to all their questions, but we want to do a lot of listening when we're exhibiting at trade shows because the feedback you will hear will allow you to refine your line or identify opportunities in the market of new products that you can create, and it will help you increase future sales. So number one is customer feedback. That's a huge benefit of exhibiting at shows. The second one is brand recognition. If people don't know about you, they won't buy from you. And trade shows are a great way to enhance your visibility, your brand recognition, and position yourself as a key player in the industry. You know, when we ensure that our products, our booth, and our marketing materials are cohesive and really mirror our company branding, that instantly creates visibility for our brand. It creates a memorable experience for our customers. We could also do things like build press kits that are tailored to the media so that we can be featured in blog posts or traditional media coverage of the trade shows. Consistently using social media before, during, and after your trade show to promote your brand and leveraging things like show hashtags to attract new customers. These are all aspects that you can use to increase your brand recognition before, during, and after the show. So exhibiting provides opportunities to increase visibility and it strengthens brand awareness for your company again before, during, and after the show. And this could be through traditional marketing. It could just be through having a presence there at the show. The third way that your company will benefit from exhibiting at shows that are not tied to sales are collaborations. People prefer to work with people that they know, like, and trust. I'm sure you've heard this before. And these relationships are much easier to form and nurture and grow when you're in person together. I can't tell you how many people from our community have connected with licensing partners that they've gone on to work on really big deals with. They've partnered with sales reps who have increased the revenue for the brand. They have connected with other brands that wanted to collaborate on products. So being together in person, it becomes a natural progression of, hey, let's do something cool together, right? So through years of exhibiting at trade shows, again, I have personally met and hired sales reps. I collaborated with licensing partners, and I found new vendors, new manufacturing partners to help me create the products that I wanted to create. It allowed me to dream bigger. I also met with vendors that allowed me to streamline my business operations. So again, I've seen this with my clients. I've seen it in my own businesses, but these connections led to increased sales down the road, not immediate, diversified income streams for my business, and also lower production costs because of those new manufacturing partners that I talked to. All of these things helped to scale my business. Yet they weren't captured in our sales reports from being at that one specific show, right? Again, we need to think bigger picture here, longer term. Okay, and the fourth thing I want to talk to you about, the benefits of exhibiting at shows and that aren't tied directly to immediate sales, are contacts, the contacts that you'll make. Trade shows are one of the best ways to get in front of a large audience and to meet with both current clients and accounts that you're working with and prospective clients. And you get to do this under one roof. So depending on the show you exhibit at, you could speak with hundreds of people in a single day. Collect those business cards, expand your network, and be sure to follow up with more information after the show. That follow-up is actually going to be the key thing I want you to focus on. But a surprising number of exhibitors never follow up with buyers after a show, which is a huge missed opportunity. And it's not their fault. They get busy filling orders, and oftentimes they just don't get to the follow-up. But it means that they're leaving money on the table. So always follow up, even if it's sending a simple email. It will lead to more sales after the show, and it will help you strengthen your relationship with your current accounts and prospective buyers. Now remember, exhibiting at a trade show is just one piece of your marketing plan. Meg Sutton always says that, you know, it's a marathon. Running this business is a marathon, not a sprint. And our trade show is kind of a sprint within that marathon, right? So we want to maximize our time at these shows to seek client feedback, to have meaningful conversations, to enhance our brand recognition and visibility, and ultimately build new connections. Those are some of the core benefits of being at a trade show. Also, keep the big picture in mind and remember that sales are just one way to measure the success of your trade show. Long-term growth is the key to building a profitable, sustainable wholesale company. And trade shows may or may not be a part of that, but I don't want you going into a trade show thinking, I have to get all of my sales right here, right now. Think of it as one step in your larger journey, and you will see success, I promise. All right, friend, I hope this was helpful to you. I hope that you will set larger, bigger goals around any trade shows or other marketing activities that you're doing within your business. And if you are interested in learning more about selling wholesale or exhibiting at trade shows, head over to prooftoproduct.com/papercamp and join our wait list. Since 2011, we have helped thousands of brands start and scale their wholesale programs. Our PaperCamp alumni have exhibited at thousands of trade shows, and they sell to stores like Target, Anthropologie, Barnes & Noble, Container Store, as well as independent boutiques all around the world. And I would love to help you do the same. So join that waitlist at prooftoproduct.com/PaperCamp. Thank you for listening to the end. I'll be back next week with a new episode.